earlier this year, the United Nations reported that the urban population of the planet now equals the rural population for the first time in history. Nowhere is the massiveness and suddenness of this shift to urban life more evident than in China, where more than 100 million people have left the countryside seeking a new life in the booming cities. The migrants lead hard and sometimes dangerous lives. Gideon D'Arcangelo went to Beijing to seek out music that is expressing what these new urbanites are going through.
During his lunch break at a construction site, Li Jianmin, a migrant worker from central China, is listening to music on his cell phone.
When it first came out, I thought it was just a good song. But later I felt that his voice and melody speaks directly to my mood, our feelings as migrant workers.
The song is called The First Snow of 2002 by Dao Lung, a rustic love song about life in the country popular among many migrant workers in Beijing. When I held you, croons Dao Lung, I forgot the biting coldness of the wind in the north.
In life, I think the biggest problem is that there is a very large gap between my dreams and cruel reality.
That's Yang Zhihao. He also came to Beijing to work construction and better his situation, only to find himself barely breaking even, his home, a grim, ramshackle dorm right on the construction site.
I feel homesick when I am alone, especially in the night, because in the daytime I'm always too busy to be homesick. Far away from home, I miss you so much, my dearest mom. I've drifted by many places, but none of them I would call home. Winter wind is blowing and snow is falling. I cannot hold my tears.
In the evening, Yang Zhihao sometimes sings this song. It is known as the Drifter's Song, written by a songwriter named Chen Xing. His name came up a few days later at a labor market for restaurant workers on a Beijing back street.
His songs are exactly the same as our experience, so it fills my psychological needs.
Li Jianhong said Chen Xing's lyrics hit the nail right on the head.
His songs always describe the feeling that you have a hard life, you can't find a job, and you don't have enough money to eat. You're like a man lost in the city without a home.
Chen Xing was born into a working-class family in southern China. His songs offer an alternative to the slick pop from Taiwan and Hong Kong that dominates the airwaves here. Here's Chen Xing.
You know, China is a very big country, and population flow is big as well. And these migrant people, they need care and love. So I think it's necessary to bring them some music to comfort their hearts.
With guitar resting on his knee, Chen Xing picks out the Drifter song. Dr. Mei Xiao is an ethnomusicologist at the Shanghai Conservatory of Music. She says that people in China are just now starting to take note of the emerging culture of migrant workers.
I think there are two main reasons why so many migrant workers like Chen Xing. The first is that Chen Xing makes use of many rural music forms, so the migrant workers here in the urban area like it, because it's easy to sing. The second reason is a lyric. It's all about their real life of migration.
Adapting country styles and fitting them with lyrics that echo life in the city, Qianqing's songs are similar to other styles born of migration, like the urban blues or bluegrass in America.
For many long years, I traveled in sorrow.
These styles were forged as southern farm workers hit the industrial cities of the Midwest. The themes are similar, too, about rambling, missing dear old mom, wandering in the city and longing for a lost home.
I think I can summarize all their emotions with one phrase. It's hard. First of all, it's hard for migrant workers to make a living in a big city. And second, it's hard for them to find the job they always wanted. And third, it's hard to find someone to care about them.
In his new songs, Qianqing finds a way to strike a note of optimism. In Migrant Workers' Love Song, he wonders if a poor, lonely guy far away from home will find the life he's looking for in the big city.
On the way to work, I meet you. There's so much sadness I share with you. We never ask, where are you from? But when you need me, I'll be there for you. We fall in love when we work together. There are so many expectations we share together. We bring each other the hope of happiness.
I'm Gideon D'Arcangelo for Studio 360.
Gideon D'Arcangelo's photographs of the workers he met in Beijing are online at studio360.org. And coming up, we venture south to Shanghai with Oscar-winning director Ang Lee.
I thought I'd never had a chance to make this movie in China. Just the theme itself is what it's about. This subject matter, the Wang Jingwei government, was never allowed to be portrayed, period.
Lee's sumptuous new movie, Lust Caution, uncovers a hidden chapter of China's history. That's ahead in Studio 360 from PRI, Public Radio International. Stay with us.